News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump calls it common sense compromise, but Democrats label his proposal to end the government shutdown a non-starter. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Republican Senator James Lankford, who sits on the Homeland Security Committee, thinks the Senate should open debate on the proposal.
The president's put a reasonable compromise on the table. Everyone knew if we're going to go through this process, we're going to end up compromising on multiple different areas to be able to resolve it. But the core elements are there that we all strongly believe about. That is, how do you secure the actual border?
To the Democrat side and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand.
It's outrageous, and he's just playing politics, and this is a bad deal. It does not do the things that would move this country forward in a productive way.
Both Gillibrand and Lankford were on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Turkey is ready to take over security in the Kurdish-controlled Syrian city of Manbij. That's according to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan's office said the president spoke to U.S. President Trump by telephone Sunday. This is days after an Islamic State attack in the city killed 19 people, including three U.S. service members and an American military contractor. Erdogan told Trump the attack was a provocation aimed at affecting his decision to pull U.S. forces out of Syria. The White House did not specifically mention Erdogan's comments about Manbij, but other than saying that the two presidents agreed to continue to pursue a negotiated solution for northeast Syria that achieves the respective security concerns. An al-Qaeda affiliate is claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack on a UN peacekeeping camp in northern Mali Sunday, killing 10 blue helmets from Chad and wounding 25 others. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and called it a possible war crime. The spokesman said that Guterres sends his heartfelt condolences to the government of Chad and the victims' families. He paid tribute to the dedication and courage of the men and women serving. This is VOA News. An influential United States senator who is considered to be close to President Donald Trump cast doubts on reports that half of the United States troops in Afghanistan would be withdrawn soon. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham Sunday in Islamabad said that he has no evidence that there's been a number like that at all. He says he doesn't believe the reports are accurate. Graham reiterated the war in Afghanistan needs a political solution and suggested a meeting sooner rather than later between President Donald Trump and Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan to find a resolution to the Afghan conflict. He also blamed Pakistani hesitance to fully cooperate with the Americans on the terrible trust deficit between the two countries. Heads of UN and international aid agencies will use the World Economic Forum's influential platform to present humanitarian and human rights issues on behalf of millions of people who are caught in conflict, poverty, and natural disasters. The forum begins its annual week-long meeting in the plush Swiss Alpine resort of Davos. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The World Economic Forum is best known for the many high-powered government and business leaders who make the annual pilgrimage to Davos to acquire lucrative deals and shape geopolitical events. But the annual event also presents a robust humanitarian agenda. This year, the Forum, World Bank, and International Committee of the Red Cross will launch a humanitarian investing initiative. The aim is to seek new solutions for protracted humanitarian crises by moving from short-term to long-term funding to support fragile communities. United Nations aid agencies will feature prominently during the week-long meeting.
Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA News. Protests turned violent Sunday between Greek demonstrators and police as tens of thousands of people converged on Athens to oppose a name change deal with Macedonia. Greece has long protested the name Macedonia adopted by its northern neighbor after it split from Yugoslavia. Greeks say that Macedonia's new name, the Republic of North Macedonia, represents an attempt to appropriate Greek identity and cultural heritage because Macedonia is also the name of the Greece northern province made famous by Alexander the Great's conquest. U.S. President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, says that Mr. Trump's discussions with Russian officials over construction of a Trump Tower in Moscow went on throughout the time he was campaigning for the White House in 2016, months longer than previously acknowledged. He says it's their understanding that they went on throughout 2016. He said this on NBC's Meet the Press. Giuliani said there weren't a lot of them, but there were conversations. Can't be sure of the exact dates. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. Ooh, yeah, my mind.
Voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to the Super Show, the African beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vandy. It's gonna be real hot rocking from across the continent because today we celebrate Martin Luther King's Day. And so we'll be looking at Dr. King as we play music from across Africa. Martin Luther King Jr. was born on January 15, 1929 in Atlanta, Georgia. His father was the minister of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, as was his father before him. Martin Luther lived with his parents, sister, and brother in Atlanta, Georgia. Their home was not far away from the church his father preached at. Martin Luther King's mother and father taught their children what would become an important part of Martin Luther King's life, to treat all people with respect. Martin's father worked hard to break down the barriers between the races. His father believed African Americans should register their complaints by voting. More will be coming to you on Dr. King, but right now let's start off with some music from Africa as we start from Madagascar with Infakera in the Black Heritage theme. And right after that, I take you to Sierra Leone. The African bush doctor comes in with Waiting. And from Sierra Leone to Malawi, Alan Ngumuya in Jabulani. Right now, let's start with the Black Heritage theme by Infakera of Madagascar.
Heritage, the Black Heritage.
Thank you.
man, Orion high in a half of a and people will rise up one more time. You will rise with Georgia Street. Tell you what to do, and it will be hot, hot, and hot. These people have no better plan for I and I. So let's leave the way I and I used to live from the ancient. But the times are getting red and it's hot. People them drop by the lane and die. One man want it all for himself. Why would nation suffer and die? It's time for I and I to turn back away from the hole that you is. Let's build Africa's one nation today. Where the air and I say, why you wait? I don't know why you wait. Why you wait? Oh my God, why you wait?
Jabulani by Alan Ngumuya of Malawi. And before that, you had African Bush Doctor of Sierra Leone in Waiting, and then Infakera of Madagascar in the Black Heritage theme. More of Dr. King coming to you on the African beat, but stay tuned.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the African beat. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today. As Martin Luther King grew up, he found out that not everyone followed his parents' principles. He noticed that black people and white people were treated differently. He saw that he and his white friends could not drink from the same water fountains and could not use the same restrooms. Martin Luther's best friend as a child was a white boy, and as children, they played together happily. But when they reached school age, the friends found out that even though they were living in the same neighborhood, they could not go to the same school. Martin Luther's friend would go to a school for white children only, and Martin Luther was sent to a school for black children. After the first day of school, Martin Luther and his friend were never allowed to play together again. And so now let's get on with some music. Different Colors, One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. We hit the trail. And right after that, A New Day is Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia. From Liberia, we make a trip to Tanzania with Tremo in Africa. But right now, Different Colors, One People, the sound of the legend, Lucky Dube of South Africa.
Yesterday, your mouth was shut. encourage you in the name of the Lord God Almighty that there's a new day coming for us. So let's just keep working together, because we are one people trying to build one great nation with one big bright destiny. There's a new day coming now
in Liberia.
Shall be 25 to 5. I see them jumping round, playing, playing in the sand. Our children will be children again. Children will be children again. Please let the children be children again. Show them learn.
Together now.
Oya wa Africa. Msimamie amani we.
By Tremor of Tanzania, and before that you had New Day is Coming by CC Bernard of Liberia, and Different Colors One People by Lucky Dube of South Africa. Stay tuned, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Today is Martin Luther King's Day and we celebrate. I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa. From the Voice of America. We love it.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back to the show. You love it. We love you. And so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-203-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press 65 and leave your message.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
VOA.
Dr. King grew up to be one of the most powerful civil rights activists in the United States, continuing the fight for civil rights and to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation on August 28, 1963, 200,000 people gathered in front of the Lincoln Memorial. It was a peaceful protest made up of African Americans and whites, young and old. Most had come to hear Dr. King deliver his famous I Have a Dream speech. 1964 was a good year for Dr. King and the civil rights movement. Dr. King was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize as someone who had contributed the most to the furtherance of peace among men. President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act into law. It guaranteed that no person in the United States shall, on the grounds of race, color, or national origin, be excluded from participation in, be denied the benefit of, or be subjected to discrimination. But right now, let's get back to music as we go to Ghana with Amanziba in We, and from Ghana to South Africa, Sikelela by Soweto String Quartet. But right now, We by Amanziba of Ghana.
Oh, we were there when it shone. For we were there when it shone. We were there when it shone. Say we were there when it shone. We from Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. From Ayi Kushimen, you know, we prayed and said amen when it shone. So so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it shone. For we were there. We were there when it shone. So so Timbuktu, Ghana, Mali, Sumanguru, you know when it shone. Kentucky, many no Sumanguru, you know we were just there. We were there when it shone. Was 32, you know. You know, yes, and to you know when it shone. From Israel to Egypt, from Ethiopia to Sudan when it shone. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our history. They claim they came to wipe our tears away. They wiped away our glory. So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. We were there first, then we know. When he said, let the we were there first, then we know. We were there. We were there first, then we know. We were there. We were there first, then we know. When the walls of Jericho we first, then we know. Came tumbling down. We were there. So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? So what do we turn to? So who do we turn to? So where do we turn to? They say there's nowhere to turn to, but it's not true. Come on, everybody. We were there first, then so we know. There first, then so we know. There first, then so we know. How can you explain?
expect the blood from the stone.
Levers than so we know.
When you have no respect.
Levers than so we know.
The land that it stands on.
Levers than so we know. Levers than so we know.
Let us sing our song. Let us
levers than so we know. Levers than so we know.
This is the African beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African beat, it brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Welcome back to the show. You are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America. We celebrate Martin Luther King's Day today, and I'm David Vander here in Washington. Now we'll take a trip to Mali with Habib Koita in Africa. But when I come back, part of Dr. King's final speech before he was shot. So stay tuned for that. Now, Habib Koita of Mali in Africa.
Bateau.
Assez aidé.
Isabelle Mambo. Beautiful tune by Habib Kweta of Mali.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
African reggae fever, catch it, there will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it. It is the common man's time now to make it. This one is for the rockers from Accra to Kingston. It is the common man's time now to make it. Now, African reggae fever, catch it, there will be no cure when you get it. Hey, you Mr. DJ, play it, spread it, it is the common man's...
Dr. King believed that poverty caused much of the unrest in America. Not only poverty for African Americans, but poor whites, Hispanics and Asians. Dr. King continued his campaign for world peace. He traveled across America to support and speak out about civil rights and the rights of the underprivileged. In April 1968, Dr. King went to Memphis, Tennessee to help the sanitation workers who were on strike. On April 3rd, Dr. King would give what would be his last speech.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you. But I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
The following day, April 4th, 1968, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was shot and killed. And with that, I want to leave you with this beautiful piece of music known as The African Spirit by Shabaka of Sierra Leone. And I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes today, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, wishing you a pleasant day.
Child who lives in the ghetto. This is to the African child who lives in the village. If the government don't care, never lose your heart. If the world don't care, you never should have any doubt. 'Cause any obstacles you face,
you can conquer.
Any tribulation you face, Malcolm has done it, Martin Luther has done it, Mandela has done it, it's an African spirit. Anytime you think you're feeling down, just take some time and start to look around. You'll see that Garvey has done it, Tubman has done it, Nkrumah has done it. It's an African spirit. Mami Yoku has done it, Nnamdi Azikwe has done it, Bai Bure has done it. It's an African spirit.
This is VOA News.